We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We've been talking this morning about the budding trade war between the U.S. and Canada, and joining us now on the line is Congressman Brian Higgins. But before we get to that, I want to talk with you just a moment about some of your thoughts on the current direction of the Democratic Party. Seeing this morning, you have some thoughts on Nancy Pelosi, kind of the direction the party is headed. Wondering what you're seeing and what you're deciding this morning.
Well, the Democratic Party has to offer something affirmative, and the fact that we're not advancing as an alternative to the president's biggest campaign promise, that's an infrastructure bill, that nobody here is taking seriously. Congress is not debating it. The nation's mayors and governors aren't discussing it because it's not a real bill. Democrats need to offer an alternative, and that's a $1.5 trillion bill that will create tens of millions of jobs over the next 5 years, that it will produce economic growth of 1.5% in addition to the 2.5% that economists forecast without it. That is something substantial. It's not the only goal of the Democratic Party, but it makes all of the other policy priorities possible. Without it, we're just stuck in this debate. And, I'm not a fan of President Trump, but I think we have to, as a party, offer something beyond resistance, and that is a substantial plan on health care and infrastructure that we haven't done. Now, the president's plan proposes to spend $20 billion a year, which sounds like a lot of money, over 10 years. That is nearly the same amount of money that American taxpayers spent in rebuilding the roads and bridges of Afghanistan and Iraq. We need to do nation building, but at home in America.
Are you saying the leadership just isn't there right now from Nancy Pelosi?
I'm saying the leadership in the Democratic Party is not there on any of these issues. You have to be specific. You have to tell people what it is you want to do, how you're going to do it, and how it's going to affect their lives. That's not happening. We need to do better as a party, not only nationally, but locally as well.
Brian, the trade war that's brewing between the U.S. and Canada, what does this mean for Buffalo as a border city?
Well, it's important. Think about this. You have the Ford stamping plant in Hamburg, and you have a Ford assembly plant in Oakville, Ontario. There should not be tariffs on product moving back and forth between the border. We are highly dependent on the economy of Southern Ontario in Buffalo and Western New York. We have the Bills and the Sabres probably because of that. We have JetBlue Airline and Southwest Airline at Buffalo Niagara International Airport because we added customer base in Southern Ontario. But the United States and Canada are the world's two largest trading partners. 99% of trade between the United States and Canada is tariff-free. That this administration and this president is invoking a national security concern to impose tariffs on steel and aluminum, I don't think anybody believes that Canada is a national security threat to the United States. So it could, in fact, hurt manufacturing right here in Buffalo and Western New York, from the larger automobile manufacturing to smaller component parts as well.
Do you think that is a bigger issue, or is just this kind of issue of image the bigger problem that we're facing right now, where you have two nations that are supposed to be very close allies at this continuing war of words with one another?
Yeah, we're friends. We're trading partners. Canada has been with us in every war. They've been a great ally of the United States to toughen the president up for negotiations in North Korea, as some have suggested, by beating up the Canadian Prime Minister just doesn't make a lot of sense. Look, I think that the United States is a nation of 323 million people. Canada is a nation of 36 million people. We both have mixed economies. We both support strong worker rights, strong environmental rights, strong human rights. It seems to me the better strategy would be to combine the efforts of the United States and Canada to gain more leverage over Mexico to get a better North American free trade agreement to bring back a lot of American jobs. You know, keep in mind that Trico, windshield wiper blades were founded in Buffalo well over 100 years ago, and Trico employed by the manufacturer of wiper blades, the windshield wiper blades, for decades. And those jobs went to the Mexican border. You know, those are the kinds of jobs that the United States and Canada should be combining their forces to bring back to the United States, but that obviously is not happening.
Brian, we know that members of both parties are challenging the president over this. Do you think something will be done before this all kicks in?
I don't, not on this issue. What they were challenging, there was a bipartisan bill in the Senate to take away that provision which allows the president to invoke a national security concern to justify the imposition of tariffs. There doesn't seem to be the support in the Senate, and there's not even a bill in the House. So as far as the president's technical authority to continue this, it's there unless it's taken away, and it doesn't appear as though there's support to take it away.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.